Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Matias. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Winn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Winn. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bobby Bolin. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball four. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winn fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley takes first base on ball four. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton takes first base on ball four. Harper moves to third. Hovley moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Harper scores. Hovley scores. Walton moves to third. It's 2-0, Brewers. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winn fields it and throws to home to get Walton. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is called out on strikes. One out. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Winn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winn takes first base on ball four. Matthias moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matthias moves to third. Winn moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is hit by the pitch. Kubiak moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Harper bunts towards the mound. Winn fields it and throws to first for the out. Kubiak moves to third. Bolin moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kubiak tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Brewers. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien misplays the ball. That's an error on O'Brien. Bolin scores. Hovley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Brewers. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Walton takes first base on ball 4. Gene Rounceville now pitching. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Hovley moves to third. Walton moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to third. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. May scores. Melton moves to second. It's 4-1, Brewers. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matthias hits a pop-up towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton scores. O'Brien moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Brewers. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Gene Rounceville. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Roof reaches second base with a double. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Roof moves to third. One out. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Roof scores. It's 5-2, Brewers. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bolin strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground for a single. There's an error on the play. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. Melton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Brewers. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hovley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Walton strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hovley. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Bolin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Alvis steals second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kubiak is walked intentionally. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Christian pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Christian moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. May takes first base on ball 4. Christian moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. John Gellner now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Christian tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Brewers. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Harper reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Snyder bunts towards first. Matias scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Brien covering, for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hobley hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kennedy now playing second base. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Matias hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matias moves to second. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matias moves to third. Hermann moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matias scores. Hermann moves to third. Hopkins moves to second. It's White Sox, 5, Brewers, 5. Bob Locker now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Hopkins scores. Berry moves to second. It's 7-5, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. May strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. Aparicio moves to second. It's 8-5, White Sox. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. O'Brien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Gale Hopkins now playing first base. Danny Murphy now pitching. John Matias now playing left field. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Walton is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bradford is called out on strikes. One out. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Matthias hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins is walked intentionally. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Bob Locker. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hermann fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. John O'Donohue now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.